Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Big one coming up this weekend, Miami and Florida State, the 70th all-time reunion between the Canes and the Noles. We'll get to that momentarily. But first, we have not had a chance to look back at the Florida Gators. Don has been smiling now for 2 weeks. The win over the Gators at Hard Rock Stadium. Very significant win. How impactful was that victory for your program?
Well, the impactful part to that aspect of that game was the fans. Mm-hmm. You know, they brought it in another, you know, another downpour. We seem to have a lot of that this year. And that was awesome. But we all know how important that game was to us from a historical standpoint, rivalry standpoint, current season standpoint. So it was great. We put it to bed a little while back and moved forward, but certainly was a an awesome day and an awesome accomplishment.
Coach, there's some things you have to talk about. Your defense still in that ball game, 0-13 on third down. They held Florida to that number. And as you mentioned then, and I don't know if it's changed today, I don't remember anybody being close to something like that.
Well, the best part about it was a mixed bag of third downs, too. There was third and short, third and medium, third and long. So it wasn't that they were always in third and long. But all in all, just a great plan put together by the staff and extremely well executed by the players. Great team effort.
Coach, we talk about the SEC being a line of scrimmage league and all of that stuff. I saw the line of scrimmage moving in the Miami direction. Maybe let's discuss that a little bit, the physicality and the identity that you are creating with this physicality and smash mouth style.
I think our entire organization has really taken a lot of pride in being physical, not only at the line of scrimmage, but also on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's helping us evolve more and more and improve. You know, we're recognizing how important that is. And everybody realizes how much better and how much more physical we need to be. So there's a strong commitment to it. And we're just looking forward to getting back to work and getting better.
Coach, the running back combination of Fletcher and Brown. And then, of course, Brown had 48-yard TD taken off the field, off the scoreboard, excuse me. But those two guys, just the essence that they bring to a ball game.
Without a doubt, just tremendous physicality, and not just the way they run the ball, the way they block for each other, the way they block for the quarterbacks, mm-hmm. the energy they bring to the sideline, to the entire team. And now they get to be joined by Jordan Lyle, who's finally healthy again, so looking forward to all those guys working together.
Fletcher's had back-to-back 100-yard games, and we're talking about hard-earned 100-yard games. Do you see him at a spot where this is what you envisioned for him when you saw him play in high school?
Well, we did. We thought he was an exceptional player in high school. And when he was committed to another school, we were really determined to get him here to Miami. And on a night like that, we're training like it was. So, you know, the passing game is a little bit off and they're stacking the box. You know, you recruit guys like that to take on the plus one guy, right? You know, we're blocking these guys and that guy belongs to you. You got to make a miss or you got to run through him or contact plus 1 or 2 yards. It's a difficult task, but one that a talented and a tough guy like him took on, and he did a really nice job.
Reuben Bain has been recognized a couple of times nationally for his play so far in the first 4 games of the season, but it's just not about Reuben Bain. Mezador helps Reuben Bain get recognized, but also, Coach, the inside guys have really started to come around.
Without a doubt, you know, Ahmad Moten, David Blay, Justin Scott, you know, have done a really good job of just not only holding the point, but also penetrating and creating negative plays for opponent offenses. And they're the ones that are going to tell you as well that there's a lot more to improve upon. So we're looking forward to getting those guys back to work also.
In the courts, they call it the closing argument. Your closing argument against the Gators was pretty sound, the way the game finished. And in football, we talk about finishing strong. They get the ball back. It's the fourth quarter, a little bit of adversity for Miami. You get a stop on fourth down. You put together a long touchdown drive, get the ball back again, and then bring the curtains down on the show. How about the way your team finished?
Great response, tremendous competitive response, an appetite for improvement, an appetite for finding a way to get it done, and then just working together and playing complementary football. And so great to see that on film. Great to see all the areas that we need to improve upon on film and recognizing them and getting to work.
Looks like Mo Torre at linebacker is fitting in right now. It seems like he's got a complete understanding. He's actually number two in total tackles on your defense.
Mo Torre has been a phenomenal addition. He has embraced and taken in Hurricane culture and DNA very quickly, and a guy that continues week in and week out to show what a great player he has become, and another guy that'll tell you how much he has to improve upon for us to achieve our goals. So excited about the progress by him and the rest of those guys at linebacker. I mean, Wes has done a great job. Popo's done a great job. Chase has done a great job, and some young guys are playing. We're really excited about that crew.
Another guy you have found that really appreciates being here, and you're using him really well, Jacoby Thomas. I thought he played extremely well against Florida. Five tackles. He's in the backfield bringing the quarterback down. Kind of an interesting route to get here, but he's had an impact on your defense.
Another guy, just a very physical player, a very intense player, really studies the game hard. This means a lot to him. He's really enjoyed his time here at Miami and the developmental processes that go with it, and a very strong appetite to get better and have a great defense.
Carter Davis, your field goal kicker, another 50-plus yard field goal for him, and the confidence that you just must have in him gets better every week.
He does. He just shows it in practice. He shows it in tough situations. We put him in really tough situations in practice, and he has come through, and we're on him hard, and he's hard on himself. And the way that competition, because they compete weekly, those guys, it's always like staying on edge. It has proven to be a very beneficial thing for him because he continues to perform at a high level.
Well, we did talk about the trenches, but your offensive line, those guys were monsters. Look at the smile on his face.
Well, it's true.
Markell Bell, my goodness gracious. And just the way that's come together for you, especially in that game, that has to be something that is significant and perhaps you're proud of as well.
We continue to improve. Certainly our levels of technique, fundamentals, physicality, pad level, knee bend, ability to redirect, communication, all that stuff is just improving week by week, and there's so much work to do. There's so much improvement to be made, and those guys, they jump in there, they lead it. You know, they're all about being proactive and finding a way to get better.
Tight end room coach Lofton's coming around, just makes play after play now that he seems healthy and at full speed, but Bauman and the whole group is really participating.
Yeah, it was great to see Lofton last week, and he wasn't full speed, but just went anyways and made a couple really, really important plays that helped turn that game in our favor. And it's great to see him these last couple weeks get healthy. So we're going to certainly be excited to have him back in there. And then Alex Bauman has done a great job, really has. Physical, tough, great hands. You know, we missed him on a couple opportunities. But, you know, those guys are going to keep working hard. Their opportunities are coming.
I think the way you put your team together also – through the first 4 weeks is showing. It's interesting. Sometimes the narrative, I think, is a little off because a lot of your players are core players that you recruited through high school. And then the interesting twist is the portal players you brought in are guys that understand the history of the University of Miami and want to be here. Okay. And they feel like this was the place for them.
Yeah, I think the best part is like we have no care. We couldn't care less about narratives. We really don't. All we care about is the University of Miami and being a Miami Hurricane and representing our university, our community, our program to the best of our abilities. And that's our focus. You know, our focus is on making sure that we do our job and that we do it to the best of our abilities and not let anything or anyone get in the way of that being done.
Which the defense is, you hear people talk about it as a swarming defense, but you coach a swarming defense. That's a part of every part of practice, pre-practice, during practice. It's constantly focused on.
It is. It's a, you know, Coach Heatherman, I think, instantly made people uncomfortable with his intensity and the emphasis of chasing the ball, of getting hats to the ball, of max effort, of finishing plays. But when a couple guys start doing it and having success, and it becomes contagious, and that spreads pretty quickly. And so we're getting more and more of that, and you want to keep seeing that increase, because that is, that's what typically makes a defense work. So again, we've improved, and certainly excited about the improvement, but when you watch Sante, you'll see there's a lot of improvement to be made, and we're looking forward to getting back to work.
I thought Carson Beck was very competitive, showed great leadership. How did you assess his play against the Gators?
You know what? I think he played as good as he could play, and some things were good and some things need to be improved upon. And the entire time, tremendous competitive response, great leadership, a great presence, and being a great teammate. And, you know, in some games you're going to toss it for 400 and sometimes you're going to not do that, right? And whatever that game requires us to do to win, that's all that matters. And I think when guys accept that and buy into that and they're happy for their teammates, when you do get a win, that's when I think a team really galvanizes itself and becomes different.
We've all been raised on sending a message early, and the defense against Florida sent it pretty darn quick. Three negative plays in a row and force a punt, and that really sets the tempo that everybody talks about.
They set the tone. They did a really nice job at the line of scrimmage. The crowd did a great job affecting the game, and our guys just fed off of each other, and then the offense took the first drive, went down, and scored. It was a really good start to the game. And then we had to play complimentary football because we stalled out for a while on offense. Defense kept getting stops, and then eventually that momentum, you know, bit by bit, you know, punch by punch, started turning back our way. And when we had a chance to take control of the game, we did.
By the way, just to pick up on what you said is so important, I think. The whatever it takes mentality sounds easy, but sometimes that's hard to get into an organization. When you have the everybody believing whatever it takes, that's a great culture to have, right?
It's the only way to win at a high level. Yeah. I mean, at this time of year, it's conference play, so the entire country, everybody's alive. Everybody's got a chance. And so the margin of error becomes smaller and smaller, right? The margins between winning and losing is tiny, you know? And to make that favor you and your team, you've got to have everybody on board, as many people on board as possible. And that is a concept that is easy to talk about, but, you know, not always achievable. That's always the goal. You know, whatever it takes, whatever is required of you to help the team win, that's at the forefront. And honestly, when a team wins, everybody else's goals, they just fall right in line with that. And that's something that we're getting more and more of, and we want to improve that as well.
Coach, how do you create the short yardage mentality on every play on an offensive line? I think that, you know, every play that Miami lines up, it's fourth and goal, and you have to win the football game. They come off and they play that same mentality every single snap.
I think Coach Mirabal, you know, Coach Taylor on the defensive side with Coach Lewis, Coach Stroud, all these guys, they, you know, they'll tell you right now that we're improving, you know, but we're not there yet. We're getting some better play out of our guys, and the mentality is just getting better and better. The cohesiveness is better and better, but we rep it at a high level with intensity and with purpose, and we got to get better. You know, we're not there yet, but we're certainly excited about the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Improvement. This week, it's Miami and Florida State, Doak Campbell Stadium, 7:30 kickoff. Canes going on the road for the first time this year. The 70th meeting between Miami and Florida State is always a doozy. Coach, this rivalry, what does it mean to you and to this program?
Oh, you guys know what that means to me, you know. So, and it has no bearing on our preparation. My job is to make sure that regardless of what I feel and all those great memories or whatnot, that's all the side pocket. It's all focused on making sure our team, our coaches, everything I could possibly do to help our team prepare at the highest level to have the best chance of success.
Coach, let's clarify this. A bye week is not an off week. A bye week is a work week and a week to get healthy and improve.
Without a doubt, you know, you actually, you get a bit of everything in there. You know, you have a chance to heal up your team, but you're also working. You don't want to lose all those improvements that you had through repetition and all of a sudden, you know, just go backwards. Because in college football, you know, if you're off 2 days, you might as well be off 4 months, right? Because between school and everything else, you know, you can lose sight of, you know, you could forget things that have made you improve, that have made your team better. So between practice, strength and conditioning, healing up our recovery systems and our amenities, between spending time around each other, right? Making sure that our team connects more and more, recruiting, self-scouting, you name it. We've done it all. And it's a high level of work type of week where you try to accomplish a bunch, but you also get the guys that are banged up. You get those guys healed up as much as possible.
Florida State coming off a tough night in Charlottesville. What jumps out to you about their program, about their football team coming in?
Tremendous job adapting different scheme offensively and defensively. Big, fast, physical football team, extremely talented and well-coached.
You're facing a 3-3-5 defense, a little bit of a hybrid type defense. Got to prepare especially for that.
No doubt. And they mix it up too. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll see three down, you'll see a bare front, you'll see four down. You know, your offensive line, your tight ends, your running backs, quarterbacks, everybody has to be on the same page, right? They do a really good job mixing that up and forcing mistakes. They do a great job getting up the field, using their hands, playing with good pad level. They do a good job on the back end, disguising coverages and bringing different types of pressures that really have affected opponents in a big time way. And if you look at them statistically, they're top 10, top 20, just about every category. So certainly a really good football team, and we're really excited about the opportunity.
Coach, in that 3-3-5, that rover position, which they have Earl Little playing, but you saw that last year against Iowa State. That guy was really important for them. That rover position, how does that impact what they want to get done?
Yeah, I mean, there's some, I would say, aspects that are similar, but it's different. It's a different defense, you know, and certainly that position is very heavily involved in everything that they do, is almost a quarterback of the defense. But they're multiple. You know, to label them just as a three down front is not entirely accurate, because they do a bunch. They do a bunch, and they do a great job mixing it up and staying off of tendencies. You know, they make it difficult to figure out. They don't telegraph their calls.
Castellanos, the quarterback, a very mobile guy, has a strong arm. He's got a ton of experience and has had off to a great start.
He's one of the best players in college football, you know, and it'll be in the argument for the best one. Just incredibly accurate, strong arm, quick release, tremendous pocket presence. And he could do it with his arm. He understands that offense inside and out, and he could do it with his feet. And in the form of off-script plays, in the form of design plays, design quarterback runs and sometimes just taking off and finding guys like he did on the fourth down for the touchdown. Just an extremely talented player that's playing at a high level.
Castellanos, he leads their running game, but their running game is unique in that there's a lot of misdirection, and everybody's a running back. You know, wide receiver, tight end, running back, quarterback. Everybody's a running back.
They again, they lead the country in total offense, scoring offense, everything. You know, rushing, they average over 300 yards a game by a lot. And everybody takes their turn at running the ball in some way, shape, or form. So certainly it's a team that makes you prepare to the best of your abilities, and they have a lot of talented players.
Number zero, Deuce Robinson, a big target on the outside, and has had a great year so far.
6'6 plus, extremely fast, explosive, huge catch radius, makes a contested catch, really good blocker on the perimeter as well. Excellent football player.
There's some big safeties. What do you see in their secondary?
Explosive athletes, guys that have a tremendous knack for not only covering, locating the ball, but playing the ball when it's in the air. Now, you know, not all DBs can do that. These guys play the ball in the air very well. They're very well coached, and they're very physical in the run game.
Coach, that defensive line, you're familiar with some former players that have been, that were here actually at Florida State right now, but they're big, strong, and powerful.
Big and physical guys. Yeah. They've done a great job controlling the line of scrimmage. And again, you look at them statistically, they're tops in the country in just about every category.
The other thing is, this is the beginning of conference play. It's one thing that it's your rival. It's also conference play, and conference play means playoff football.
Without a doubt. And around the country, that's what you see, conference play. Everything's turned up. You know, one score games, 20 plus of one score games all over the country, five plus games of overtime around the country. It's that time of year, right? It's playoff football.
I don't know that people realize that you prepare to go on the road to a place like Doak Campbell Stadium. You make sure there's as much noise here as humanly possible to try and prepare your football team. But that is about as loud a place as you're going to walk into. But you work on it every day.
Yes, tremendous opportunity that our guys are excited about.
Yeah, that's Doak Campbell, interesting place to go. Overall, you touched on recruiting. People talk about this game, the impact it has on recruiting. Do you look at it that way?
I mean, I look at recruiting every way possible. Yeah. You always want to gain an advantage. But I also think that there's a football season and a signing period season, and those things, they go all over the place sometimes. There's some common threads, but there are some ones that throw those threads completely off as well. So, you know, you're always working at recruiting, so you're just always rolling.
Florida State's got a running back by committee room as well. A ton of guys get a lot of carries. They divide it up pretty well, but each guy has their own individual talent.
They do, and they seem to be getting healthy as well. I know they got one of their guys back this coming week that was a great player at the University of Alabama. So they're downhill runners, speed guys, one-cut guys, make you miss, run you over, contact plus 2-3 yards. Very talented backfield and complemented by a physical offensive line.
And your players, I imagine they love playing in this rivalry, right? I mean, these guys, especially the local players that you've recruited and put in this team, and then the guys that have come in here, they know about Miami and Florida State.
That's why you sign up to play at the University of Miami.
But you've done a great job in making sure Green Tree translates to anywhere you play, whether it's Hard Rock or it's Doak Campbell, it doesn't matter where it is. Talk about the intensity that is required every single day out of this team when they practice.
I mean, that's where the secret's all in the work, right? The secret's out there in the dirt on Green Tree practice field. You just got to go to work. You know, all the talking and tweets and posts and all that stuff, there's nothing of that nature that's going to make a single play. You know, what's going to make you successful on any given Saturday and now Fridays and Thursdays as well in college football, Sundays even sometimes, is making sure that you prepare to the best of your ability and that the service teams, the scout teams, the people preparing you are giving max effort and are providing the pace, the intensity, and the physicality to give you the best look of the opponent so you can prepare.
Well, the last thing on this game is we start the show talking about your identity, the smash mouth, physical identity, and everybody says they want to be that way, but you can only practice so much. You are achieving that. Not to say that Florida State's not physical, but a lot of their stuff is misdirection and all that. Is there a tug of war in a game to get to an identity?
We want to be a physical team, but we're not all the way there yet. We're not. We're not to the standard that we want to play at from a physical standpoint. We have a lot of improvements to make in the areas of technique, fundamentals, like you mentioned, physicality and violence and finishing plays or whatnot. And we want to work at that. We want to get better at that. And that has to be, you know, part of our DNA. And we're facing a team that has a lot of players that play like that. They play really physical football. So it's a tremendous opportunity. It really is. And one that our guys are really excited about.
All right, Coach, the very best of luck against the Seminoles.
Let's go. Appreciate you. Go Canes.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on the Mario Cristobal Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.